Gladly I'll forfeit all of life's treasures, Jesus, thy perfect likeness to wear. It's the first verse of an old hymn called Oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer. And this morning I've just been pondering on what exactly are earth's treasures for me. What is it that I treasure above all things on this earth? And I've come to the conclusion that it's nothing but people. And those people, of course, are the ones that are closest to me. And they are life's treasures to me. When everything boils down, it's not about possessions or houses or lands or vineyards or wells that we didn't dig. Those are all the blessed things that God gives us in his service. But people, souls, they are the ones with eternal value. And it's into those lives of those nearest and dearest to us that without realising it, we constantly build. I sometimes hear from those nearest to me things that I know that have been built in because of the attitudes that I have. And thankfully, they're mostly good ones. It's interesting, isn't it? Sometimes to just sit back and have a look and see just exactly what of this earth do we consider to be treasure. And to be sure that nothing material clings to us. And even those who are dearest to us, of course, comes the time when they must be put on the altar too. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You don't think, do you, that Abraham didn't feel any pain when he raised the knife over Isaac with the full intention of bringing that knife down on him? He did it because he knew that God was able to raise Isaac from the dead. Are you having to lift the knife over your Isaac this morning? God bless you as you think about that.